Sundri. The Sundri and District Museum's historic village hosted on Tuesday, June 21, some learning opportunities to raise cultural awareness on the path to reconciliation in recognition of National Indigenous Peoples Day. After a teepee was set up by the David Bearspaw family, who are from the Stoney Nakota Nation, several members of the nation remained at the museum grounds to answer questions as part of ongoing reconciliation efforts. Gloria Snow, a member of the Stoney Nakota Nation, which is also known as Minithni, the Stoney word meaning cold water, was present to meet with people who came out with open minds to learn about their history. In terms of reconciliation work, Snow said these kinds of public engagements are a way to not only raise cultural awareness about First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people, but also to build and develop relationships as well as share the stories of their ancestors. Sundri is situated on Treaty 6 and 7 territories, traditional meeting grounds and traveling routes to many First Nations and Métis people who have a well-established and deeply rooted history in the region. Meanwhile, the Greenwood Neighborhood Place Society hosted an Indigenous food tasting over at the Den, Sundri Youth Center with samples offered courtesy of Charlie Allen Howes, who recently opened in Sundri a new eatery called Kokum's Cree Asians that features Indigenous menu items including bannock bread. And over at the Sundri Municipal Library, two Blackfoot artists, Calum Teke Dan and Ryan Jason Allen Willert, have some of their work on display until July 20 as part of a traveling exhibit called Nitsitapi Pixie, or Blackfoot Fancy Beings, which features art that depict animals that harbor a special significance to Blackfoot culture. The exhibition was curated by Ashley Slemming and Diana Frost and was organized in a partnership between the Alberta Society of Artists and the Indigenous social enterprise Coloring It Forward, for the Alberta Foundation for the Arts Traveling Exhibition Program.